Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We've got so much to talk about in the season 3 trailer. We've got giant swords, we've got snake people, we've got a brand new face or two, so stick around, let's talk about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my god. I don't think I could have picked it better.
It's happening right now. I realize we're a little bit late, but we've got a lot to talk about, so we're going to pack it all in. We're talking the season 3 trailer. This is a super special trailer breakdown. We decided to do this at the last second just for you guys and just for us because we all love talking about it. As always, I am Ty Matthews. Y'all can find me on social media and on various other after shows all over the place at Ty Matthews PMA. And I'm joined by lovely, lovely co-hosts.
Thank you.
One of which was the brains behind season 2 of the Lucha Underground After Show. But this is his first appearance in front of the camera.
I wish I had known. I would have actually worn a mask. That was my idea. I was going to wear a Mil Máscaras mask with the M on it so that people wouldn't know my face. But now you do.
But now you're just Camp Mark.
No, I'm just Camp Me. That's my gimmick, is I'm a camp counselor.
You look great.
I love it.
You look really good.
Well, guys, that's Mark B. Donica.
Hi, that's me. I'm Mark B. Donica. You find me on Twitter, Mark B. Donica. And now next, the actual pretty one.
Next to him, the lovely and talented, as always, she's going to be joining us for season 3 of Lucha Underground. We're very, very excited to say that. You can find her on the Snarled YouTube channel, as well as Ask Us We're Drunk on Snarled. Mm-hmm. Guys, this is Rachel Evans.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited to break it down with you guys.
We're going
to
break it down.
Break it all down.
I'm so excited to break it down.
We're going to break it all down. So, let's talk the season 3 trailer, because we had a lot to take in, a lot of new faces. Let's talk about the new faces that we're going to see in the temple over the course of season 3. First of all, we got to talk about Paul London.
Please.
What's going on with Paul London. Because Paul London is rocking a look that's like, it seems like it's half Alex from A Clockwork Orange and half Johnny Depp's version of Willy Wonka.
That's pretty good.
That's why I'm so attracted to him.
That's exactly right.
I thought it was just because he was Paul London.
Paul's a handsome man. But he is also flanked by a merry band of freaks, one of which is bedecked in a checkered bodysuit. The other is wearing a mask with those giant, again, Johnny Depp sunglasses and a mohawk. One thing that I noticed, if you go frame by frame, really break it down, like Zapruder style, if you look at the Aztec emblem on the front of Mohawk's shirt and on the back of Paul London's jacket, it seems like they're representing one of the Aztec tribes, but like maybe like a trickster sort of tribe.
Oh, interesting.
Like it's like a bunny. It's like a little Aztec bunny.
So it's like they're being mean about it.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I'm with that.
wait, why do you say
they're being mean about it?
Well, like it feels like they're poking fun at something, and I don't know.
What I choose to interpret it as is like the bunny tribe, whatever, was kind of like the more lighthearted of the 7 tribes.
Oh, I do hope that's what it is.
Like, and they're just kind of injecting.
It seems very sinister.
It almost maybe seems like the Aztec version of a trickster god.
Oh.
And so that maybe seems like what they're embodying here.
It's weird for looks as varied as the 3 of them are. Do you think they're just going to be bringing lightness and comedy?
No.
I mean, there's definitely going to be some sinister aspects.
Okay.
Well, that's the immediate vibe I got, was that they're a negative force.
I mean, sure. Checkers over here, and with the gentleman with the mohawk looking a little gimpy.
Sure.
Just a little bit.
Sure.
Could be bringing some ill will. I have no idea what to expect from these 3.
Right.
Except for probably really good wrestling.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah,
London can go like hasn't missed a day in his life.
If they're like the Dead Rabbits from Gangs of New York?
There you go. And Jimbo, I am such a jerk.
Yeah, you are.
I completely forgot. We have got Jimbo Slice sadly could not join us in studio in front of the camera, but joining us as always, he is Mr. Perfect Attendance himself. You can watch his documentary on the Young Bucks, Too Sweet Journey. You can find it on the High Spots. This is Mr. Jimbo Slice.
Do you actually, Jimbo, do you have it? You run it in here and I'll promote it at the end of the show.
Yeah,
yeah, and I actually bought it.
She did.
Oh, frick. I haven't. I tried to not say something terrible.
Solid frick.
I bought it and it's amazing.
There you go.
It's amazing.
There
I didn't even say that to
Jimbo. I'm so, so sorry.
God.
It's amazing, God.
I was so excited to talk about this trailer. Forgot to shout out Mr. Jimbo Slice and introduce him to these viewers.
I want
to
get a hand towel that says Mr. Perfect Attendance now.
There you go. You can toss it up behind your back, catch it.
Spit my gum out and hit it across
the... Exactly, exactly. So we talked about Paul Lennon, we talked about Checkers, we talked about Mohawk. Let's talk about A.R. Fox, or at least the artist formerly known as A.R. Fox.
Yeah.
I don't know what he'll be known as in the temple, but one connection that I noticed, because I watched this trailer a bunch, and I don't think I noticed this until one of my last watches, is that he, at one point, he's detained, he's getting the crap beaten out of him, and he's wearing dog tags.
Yeah.
So it seems like there's an obvious connection to Killshot there.
There could be. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's from a different battalion.
Sure, 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 sure.
It'd be more fun if he was from the same battalion.
I feel like he's gonna be, they're gonna be like brothers, and like, Killshot thought he was dead. Something like that.
Oh, it seems completely out of thin air, but I love it.
Right, right.
Yes.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
Sure.
As was my response.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
We both love it.
I mean, yeah, I can't add anything other than the best idea in the room. So, I mean, let me tell you something terrible.
Should we go home?
Let's go home.
Let's go home.
Get the music, please.
You killed it. Let's go home.
I'm dead inside.
And then the other shot of him was him running. So yes. I don't know if that was him running towards the temple or he escaped and he's on his way.
It looked sort of training montage-y. Yeah.
But with a mask. Yeah, it's great. Mm. Definitely.
With a mask.
Wasn't he wearing a mask?
No.
There was somebody else running with a mask at a different point.
Oh, thank God. That was good. I thought I imagined that. And I was like, did my eyes do that?
They're just putting lucha masks on
people now?
They just
put them on just to try it out.
Very, very, very briefly, we saw a couple brief snippets of Sammy Callahan.
Very quick.
Mm-hmm. Very, very quick. Yeah.
And do you think he's going to be Sammy Callahan in this?
No.
I would figure not.
I mean, persona-wise, he will be very much Sammy
Pretty
Callahan.
Close.
I don't think they'll call him that.
Mm.
But it
Give
will...
Give him a name.
It will just be... Oh, man. I don't even...
Jasper.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I like that.
Yeah?
Jasper Nottingham for some reason.
Ooh,
Jasper Nottingham.
Did we just
I don't care what they call him, but that's what I'm calling
him. Did we come up with like a backwoods prince just now?
What about the... He's the no-good-nick. No-good-nick.
No-good-nick. Yeah.
Okay, so we got Sammy Gallon, we got Paul, and we got A.R. Fox. Let's talk... There's a new addition to Worldwide Underground also.
Johnny Mundo 2.
It looks like the only thing I can imagine is that it's some sort of stunt double. That's the only reason.
That seems familiar.
That's the only reason he's dressed exactly like Johnny Mundo in my head.
I don't get it. But why? Johnny Mundo's ego is too big for that.
That's what I thought. Mm.
So why are they... I feel like they're diminishing his character by doing this. Why would they do this?
I don't know.
Ty, why would they do this?
You must have the answers, Ty.
Right. Tell me why.
I only have more questions. We also see Brother of Havoc.
Yeah, yes.
My favorite That's name.
Clone of Havoc.
Yes. We see a much bigger, much stronger version of Son of Havoc.
Yeah.
With a much more robust beard.
Mm-hmm. It's like what Not happened to point. Drake. He like got real big all of a sudden.
There you go.
That's same thing.
There you go.
He draked out.
Jimbo, what are your thoughts on Sammy Callahan? What are your thoughts on Brother of Havoc?
I think Sammy Callahan is definitely going to be like creepy. Like his first, what was it? The new horror. Was
sure, sure. Him?
Like,
From
more
the
like
house
that.
On the left.
Yeah, mm-hmm. More like that. Who else were you talking about?
Brother of Havoc.
Brother of Havoc. I'm up in the air about that.
Okay.
I hope we'll see how that goes. But I was curious about seeing like the other members of the triad with Dark Lotus.
Yes, Black Lotus has more ninjas now.
I know.
Which made me wonder, is she free of Dario now?
She must be. She seemed like she was the lead of that.
That he's been taken to the Slammer,
yeah,
it seems like she's kind of free of his influence and is the leader of her own like Lin Kuei esque tribe of ninjas.
Yeah,
got some Sub-Zero action going.
Goddamn right.
I think. What up, Shao-kun?
I'm honestly going to have nightmares about that tonight. You can't do that to me.
Really quick, talking about Mundo 2. Aerostar and Mundo get in a fight. Time rift.
Oh, man.
So that's how we get a second Johnny Mundo. That's from Peg Junk in the chat.
I like that. That
extra long season.
Right? We do have a 40 episode long season.
I think they're reaching for stuff.
Here
for it.
You never know,
but that's the thing is now with Dario gone, we have so many forces trying to get control of the temple as opposed to just the one with too many people. He hates cameras. Why do?
Oh, Momartis.
Yes, Momartis taking control at the end of the season.
My favorite swatter.
And now we have even more people all trying to vie for control.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, excuse me, Ty. Is that you being a professional and turning your cell phone off?
Siri.
But I wonder how many groups will how many single entities will try to come together and make new gangs so that we do have full on. Tribal warfare.
I hope they don't. I hope Matanza isn't vying for that because I just want him to go full apeshit. Like, I don't want him to be in any sort of position of control.
Do you want him to turn on Dario?
No, I don't care who he turns on. Okay. I want him to be fully let free from Dario.
Sure.
And he could kill everyone. I don't care.
Without Dario there to keep him under a leash,
exactly.
he can do whatever the hell he wants.
Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of the same situation. Yeah, okay. We'll talk about that later.
Now, on the subject of newcomers to the temple, there is one very, very brief shot of a reptilian sort of face that we see.
Delicious.
We see eyes pop open, we see a mouth open, and we see lots of scales, lots of scalies.
A snake.
It's a sneaky snake. You gotta think that has something to do with Cobra Moon, who we also see sitting atop a glorious golden serpent throne.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about the tribes coming together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I love it. Oh my god. I'm so excited.
Now, we talked, you know, speaking of Cobra Moon, the last time we saw her, she was kind of infatuated with Daga. Mm-hmm. Daga, we don't know exactly why, but he's wielding... What I called a very kind of pyramid head esque sword.
It's me wielding a sword. Why is he doing that?
Yeah, it's gigantic and it's awesome. I don't know why.
He may be like a long lost ancestor or relative, like something of the mongoose tribe. of the snake tribe, so that. They're trying to bring him back in and be like the snake king.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe.
Seems like he's got a bone to pick.
Do you think maybe him wielding that sword is him trying to fight off the advances of Cobra Moon?
Literally. Absolutely,
right,
literally.
Right.
We're going to get a ladder match. That's fine. That's the one with a sword hanging from the catacombs, and somebody's literally going to get stabbed in the temple.
So it's going to get beheaded.
Yeah, why not?
I'm waiting for somebody to die.
He was fighting Mundo with the sword.
Well,
trailer.
See, I think that might have just been the editing because I thought so too. But it goes from a shot of him wielding that sword to a shot of Mundo blocking a shot with a kendo stick, but he's blocking a shot from another kendo stick.
And I don't think they would give us that much.
Right.
Like
I don't think
they would. Show us a sword and then be like, and this is why.
And this is who he's fighting. Yeah.
We did see Prince Puma with a kendo stick.
We did, or Kali sticks, as you said.
It was. It, I mean,
like
it got
a
cut
Steve
off.
Blackman stick.
So it could have been a Kali stick, or it could have been a kendo stick.
So much mystery.
Also, just throwing it out there, Cobra Mundo.
Bam, bam, bam.
Why is that not a thing?
It probably will be now.
Okay, so those are all kind of the newcomers to the temple. Now, another shot that we saw in this trailer, we saw a beaten and bloodied Dragon Azteca Jr. with the boots of, or the legs of Chavo Guerrero Jr. Mm-hmm. And we did see a shot later on in the trailer of Chavo hitting him with a chair in the midsection.
It's a really weird Tarantino-esque, like, seeing the aftermath first.
So, exactly. So I'm wondering, do we think Chavo might have had something to do with the death of the original Dragon Azteca?
Zoinks.
Hmm?
Well, I mean, I didn't think about it until you said it.
I know, not till now.
Like, everybody's just keeps changing. Like, we just need finality in it.
We know about Chavo's well-documented issues with Mexico and with legendary luchadors.
Mm.
And killing them?
And maybe even just ordering their murder?
Yeah, why is it so out of left field that they would kill somebody in Lucha Underground?
We have seen heads get eaten.
Literally, death is on the show. like actual
the actual
death.
Persona. Yeah.
Death is only the beginning.
So yeah, so that's my guess at this point that he had. I don't think he necessarily was the one to kill him.
Yeah.
He might have had something to do with it.
Well, it is all about tribes, so I'm sure that has something to do with it.
Sure.
It's coming back to tribal warfare.
Tribal warfare.
Sorry, I'm back in the temple.
Another shot we see is Marty the Moth tied up in his own cocoon of rope.
Love it.
In what looks to be a temple bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Wait. No, never mind.
Yes.
I was like, don't moths turn into something? But no, they don't. That's a caterpillar. But, I'm going to leave.
But caterpillars.
I hate it here.
But to be fair, caterpillars turn into butterflies. Butterflies are mariposas in Spanish. So.
Connection. My God, you're right.
Because it did seem like a cocoon.
The connection's there,
right?
Yeah, I think that's intentional.
Okay.
I don't think you're totally off base.
So what, do you think he's going to start wrestling like a bodysuit? Like what?
Well, I'm wondering, okay.
What if he turns into a what if he turns face?
What if his finisher is the worm?
What if he turns face? And
the
he turns into, instead of a moth, he turns into a beautiful butterfly.
Interesting.
And gains a German accent. Austrian accent, excuse me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm wondering
that's
if,
what I said.
If Killshot and or AR Fox had something to do with this capture.
I mean, that wasn't a military knot. They just did all. They tied all of it.
It was a cartoonish knot. I don't think it was a human knot.
Sure.
Like a step after that would be just put him on the railroad tracks.
Exactly.
He was basically just made of rope.
He was a rope man.
He was a rope man.
He is a rope man.
But maybe he's going crazy trying to kill someone, and that's the only way they can.
Unhappy to be there.
Right, this is true.
he was fine.
Very stoked.
He's going to be having a good time.
He was super stoked.
He's all right.
He's always having a good time, and that's what I love about him.
Somebody set up Stranger Things on the TV above him, so and he's just watching that.
And
on
he's
the
fine. He's just binging it.
And then, like right before the episode, Netflix is like, "Are you still watching?" and shuts it off. So that's why trying to struggle get the remote.
Now speaking of Marty the Moth, we do see a few shots of Mariposa. Mm-hmm. We see her fighting Sexy Star. Sexy Star seems to be wearing MMA gloves of some sort.
I think from a production standpoint, I think it was just for that punch.
But I mean, that was such a blatant lingering shot on that hand. They could have done any number of things to not have her wearing that glove.
It also could have been, hey, we need an extra second and a half in this trailer.
You don't think they could have just gotten a thin wall?
They could have, but we've seen things in the temple tie.
Sure.
We've seen things that go against regular production aspects.
It was such a blatant lingering shot. That's my whole deal.
Okay.
And the fact that Mariposa was wearing white. Maybe they came to some sort of agreement. Maybe they're sparring together.
That's some
color
symbolism.
Yes,
there.
Exactly.
That is some great Gatsby shit.
Boy at peace.
It's a reach, but it's a theory.
I like that you're thinking.
A lucha theory.
You gotta think about these things.
I tried to make it one word and I couldn't.
No, what else? What else do we have?
It's okay.
We see Phoenix with... Now, it was a faraway shot, but what looked to be Melissa Santos? Maybe being a little chummy?
Getting into like an El Torino or something?
Yeah.
And she looked like she was like rubbing his mask. Like, oh,
that's what it seemed like. That's what it seemed like to me.
Sensual.
And it really, I mean, like I said, it was a faraway shot, but it really looked like it was Melissa Santos. Jimbo, what do you think? Do you think it was Melissa?
I definitely think it was Melissa.
Okay.
No, you first. Mm-hmm. You had an idea first.
No, you go.
What?
I was just excited.
Mm-hmm. What if El Jefe is Melissa Santos?
No.
Interesting.
I don't feel that in my bones. But I.
But what if she has? Fine, whatever. She's, that was really dumb. But what if she has a connection?
A connection to the cigar smoker in the limo, to like Lorenzo Lamas and Co.
Yeah,
interesting.
Lorenzo Lamas and Co.
Oh God, that's very. I mean, we haven't really seen the only kind of integration that we've seen of Melissa into the stories of the temple is just being relentlessly pursued by Marty the Moth. Really,
ugh.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So that would be interesting to see her kind of take more of an active involvement in the goings on and the shenanigans.
I mean, I think they're responding to her being so incredibly loved.
Sure.
That if she doesn't have a larger involvement this season, I would be very surprised.
Right.
I would watch her just yell the fat. I would watch it all day. I could watch 40 minutes of that.
What? I think you can. I think somebody like made just a loop of that on the interweb.
Let's see what else. God, we have talked about most of this.
Oh man, we had Katrina looking like she was about to revive one of the disciples of death.
Interesting. Okay, I didn't catch.
Stone. You didn't see that?
I didn't catch that it might have been one of the disciples of
death.
I
didn't catch that either.
I'm pretty sure. What was the last one? The last one that, like, the sole survivor that should have had, like, black heart hands.
Oh, Sinistro de la Muerte? Okay.
Yeah, it was, like, him laying down, and he looks, like, dead again, and she's just, like, holding his head, and she's holding the stone.
Interesting.
So dead, like, again with Sinistro de la Muerte. Right.
Come to ABC.
This time he's deader. We do see one of... We talked about that classic iconic look of a luchador wearing a suit and a mask.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
It did look like Mil Muertes from the back in the bathroom, bedecked in a three-piece suit.
I think that was Blue Demon.
Bedecked. I was wondering about that. I was wondering if it was also Blue Demon.
The lighting, that's you couldn't tell.
The only other person that has that, like, barrel-chested mm-hmm. build of every luchador ever.
Or Santo.
Or it's the original El Santo.
I don't know. I like the idea of Blue Demon coming back, though.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
And we one of our listeners suggested that he might be the big boss. That Blue Demon might be the big boss.
I could see that.
Back when we were first talking about it last season.
Sure.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. I could see that for sure.
I feel like that's kind of a cop-out, though.
Do you think?
I just think it's easy.
Just because we've seen him before?
Yeah. Well, just to have anyone just come in and be the... Like, I don't know. No, I don't like it. I don't know why. That's just how I feel.
That's a world of fun.
And I'm a grown woman, and I can feel that way. So.
Yes, you're a prerogative.
Thank you. As Bobby Brown said.
Exactly.
It's my prerogative.
We saw little brief clips of a fight between Ivelisse and what looked to be Sami Callihan.
Yeah.
It was very, very, very hard to make out. Yeah.
All of it was super hard. I watched it maybe 27 times. And right. I'm like, what do you get?
Of course, we saw fleeting glimpses of some of our favorites, like King Cuerno, yeah. Famous B, obviously Dario.
Famous B looked like he was wearing a cowboy hat.
That's what it looked like, right.
And didn't he show up right after Cuerno?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are we getting Cuerno and Famous B?
Interesting.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That would be so hilarious, and I want to see his outfits.
It seems like King Cuerno would be infuriated by Famous B's presence.
Perfect.
That's exactly why I'm so excited about that.
But he
idea.
Like does one good thing for him, and he's like, "All right,
all right, we'll see. I'll not stuff you and mount you on my wall.
We'll see what happens."
He's all, "I got the hookup on taxidermy, all right."
Exactly.
And that's just what Cuerno's like super into right now.
Famous B's like, "I'll make you famous." Cuerno's like, "I'll keep you famous."
Right. What else did we see? We saw obviously more dissension between Cortez Castro, aka Officer Reyes, and Joey Ryan. We saw maybe a fight between them in the police station.
It looked like it looked like the place where they did the sting. It didn't even look like the police station.
Well, yeah, but I bet that's the police station.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, where it was where we first saw Lorenzo Lamas, I think.
It was all so quick.
Right.
I just couldn't see it.
It's all so quick.
The lighting was similarly fluorescent.
I think it probably has something to do with Dario. I think Dario, like, gets out or something. Or somebody helps him get out.
I'm wondering if Cortez is blaming Joey for the death of Sisko.
Sure.
Oh,
and he's like, pissed because...
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet baby Sisko.
The
Sisko.
Murder.
That guy that is suddenly...
Oh, yeah, that murder that ended the...
Not on this mortal plane anymore.
No. Oh.
Red Bull gave him angel wings.
God damn.
Because he's dead.
Because he got killed with a literal Red Bull.
Yes. That was the joke.
I knew you didn't get it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Mark's kind of brilliant.
I'm terrible.
That was incredible.
All right. I'll take it.
There was also a shot where it looked like Dario was in front of Matanza's cell, and Matanza was, like, reaching his hand through to, like, touch his face.
Right.
And then they, like, cut away right as you're thinking, like, oh, he's about to just, like, Hello? Squeeze him and pull him into the bars.
I don't know. It seemed... Maybe... Do we think it maybe may have been a moment of humanizing Matanza? Like, reaching out for his brother?
No, I think that's a power flip. I think that's going to be Matanza being like, badonk, gotcha.
Interesting.
I'm gonna go
Who's
do
got
my
the
thing.
Power now?
It's me, bitch.
I mean, I don't want Matanza to talk, but if it's just like, I'm doing this because I care about you. Sort of a moment like
sure.
we had in last
That's
season.
That's the implication.
Too.
Right,
yeah.
right.
Or what if it's, what if Dario starts going crazy?
Ooh.
Because there's the shot of him in the title.
Right.
With the blue light
that was just super
unnatural.
He looked very content in that blue light, too. I think that he's finding something.
The blue demon light?
Interesting. It looked like one of those, like, black lights that they used to use on Room Raiders.
Exactly.
You're pulling maybe all of the references out of everywhere.
Room Raiders was one of my favorite shows was on television. Really? Honestly, I wanted to be in that van so badly.
Oh, no.
They that load was... up everybody into the back of the van, and they're like, we're going to raid your room. Like,
oh,
what?
No. I've 16. Got a video game controller. Right. What? Do your worst.
Oh, come on. Those people were disgusting.
Oh, absolutely terrible.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what else? That's really most of what we saw. We did see one shot at the very end of Vampiro about to tear Prince Puma's throat right out of his neck.
Dark Lord. It was a little too, it was too graphic for
a little too 50 Shades for you?
No, that would have been
a
dope.
Little too Roadhouse for
it was, dope. It was very intent. There was a lot of intent there. I think that that's going to be a long-winded fight.
Well, the thing that you meant, like they cut off right before he just went. Like, give him a quick peck on the cheek.
Okay, he's well, that's sweet. Maybe
new dark disciple.
Because he's Puma. Maybe he's Puma, like a kitty cat. And that's how you pick up cats. You're supposed to pick him up.
Yeah, by the scruff.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, maybe just brings
not
him.
By the scruff,
so
maybe
he spins around.
Maybe it was just a sweet thing.
It was a sweet thing.
He's his mama cat now.
Maybe they're wrestling.
It's just I love it.
Incredible.
Now I can watch it again.
Let's see.
I think my favorite part of this entire trailer was at the end when Drago actually breathes fire.
Yes.
Oh, I know.
Thank you for reminding me of that, Jimbo, because let's talk about that. So breaking down that little shot. Mm-hmm. First of all, the obvious, Drago is literally breathing fire. Secondly, we see Cobra Moon's serpent throne in the background of that shot. And it seems like he might be chained up. There are chains. I don't know. I couldn't tell because of his wings if the chains were attached, but he is in the lair of Cobra Moon and he is breathing fire.
Do dragons count as serpents?
Technically, they're reptilian.
Yeah. Tribe called Serpent.
Oh,
I hate
no.
me. I'm sorry. I hate me.
It's pretty great, actually.
I hate me. It's
you
okay.
You did fine.
I'm fine.
It's you good. Did your best.
We're all breathing through it, okay?
I mean, you might be.
I have a meditation class to get to.
So that's pretty much, I think that's really all that we saw. We saw a lot of kind of montage-y shots. We saw people running. We saw Rey Mysterio praying at the Mariachi Plaza de Los Angeles. Mm. I think that opening shot was Johnny Mundo. It looked like maybe...
It looked like Mundo.
Maybe meditating.
double Mundo?
Double Mundos.
That gave me weird thoughts about why there would be two Mundos. Like, one of them is super... It's like a Mankind situation, or it's a Foley situation.
Oh, no, what if Yin and Yang, where one is the positive?
That's what
one
I'm
is
saying.
The, yeah.
Like, one of them is Jude Love, and I should not talk about Foley. If one of them is good, and one of them is bad.
Sure.
Hey.
Yeah, you can talk about Foley.
Is there anyone we didn't see? I don't think we saw Angelico.
We didn't see Angelico.
I feel like we saw a shot of him.
When?
I feel like there was a shot near the end, right like a frame after we saw Sami Callihan, and it was someone screaming, like it was someone looking up and screaming, and it looked like Angelico's face to me.
We didn't see Masquerita.
We didn't see Masquerita.
I mean.
I feel like there was probably a lot of people we didn't see.
Arhennis.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't see our Anna.
I'm just saying, man. You're talking about people we haven't seen.
You're right. We did see Aerostar fighting off some people.
Mm.
Did
we see our two Jamoke luchadors?
We didn't. We didn't see them. Maybe didn't see Vinny Massaro.
No, we didn't.
What if the two Jamoke luchadors are now the Triad guys?
Ooh.
In different masks.
I like that.
Willie Mack.
Return
we didn't
of
see
the
Mac.
Mac.
We didn't. It was not a return of the Mac. Now I just want there to be like an in canon transition of those two randos to like rando ninjas.
Randos to Rudos.
Ooh, that's our new podcast.
The Lucha Underground story.
Ty, why wasn't Willie Mac in the trailer?
Hey, that's a great question.
Ty,
because they knew that was going to happen if he was.
But I love him.
No, I know. We all do. We're number one fans. We're all tied for the number one fan of William Mac.
William Jefferson?
McAfee.
Yes, McAfee.
William McAfee.
McAfee Williamson.
Yeah, that's his formal name.
That's now his...
That's his NXT name.
In canon, real name.
McAfee Williams.
What's McAfee Williamson doing in the Impact?
Exactly.
That's kind of... That's all of that... That's all... That was all in the span of 2 minutes, everything that we just talked about.
That was about half an hour, though.
Right.
What happened?
Right. We were able to stretch that quite a bit.
What
Jimbo, what did you think of this in general? What were your favorite parts of this trailer?
I thought it was great. It definitely got everyone talking and hyped up for season three.
Oh yeah. Season two, let's talk about this. It only ended 3 weeks ago, I believe.
Too long.
I believe.
Comic-Con. Three weeks ago.
Yeah, it ended 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And now season three is premiering in 3 weeks? Three or four weeks?
Glory be.
We're pretty stoked.
But when do you think that they'll go back to shoot season four? Because like they're ahead, and the reason that they got ahead was so that they can use their time and not go high on production costs to re-rent the building. Mm-hmm. So, but now we're going to have 40 weeks of this. Are we going to get 20 weeks and they're, you know what, we're back up? Or is it, are they, how ahead do you think they're going to get?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, mostly it's just because I want to go back.
Right.
The time that we spent at the temple was amazing.
We saw some incredible
things. Amazing.
Mm.
That we can't talk about contractually.
We cannot.
Oh.
NDAs and such.
I mean, on air. Ever.
But so, but if it happens and you guys don't go with me or take me, I
no,
mean,
of course.
I'll,
how would well, that
I'll,
not happen?
I'll put...
Disappointed!
Nailed it!
You're part of the team now.
Oh.
Yeah, you're officially part of the
and
team.
And we can take the same van.
There you go.
Can I be in the back of a van?
Do you get it, Rachel?
No.
The same van?
Oh. It's my name.
Boom.
It is
boom.
Your name.
Oh, it's like my name.
It's like your name.
It's like your name,
it's
but
like
it
your
isn't.
Birth name.
You know what? Jokes just go right over my head.
Nothing goes over my
head. So Jimbo, favorite moments of this trailer?
Definitely Drago breathing fire. Mm-hmm. The glimpse of Sammy Callahan and AR Fox is really cool. And I'm so curious of what this Vampiro Puma thing's going to be.
Yeah, do we think...
They haven't had any beef, really, Vampuma. That much.
No, yeah.
And, like, to see, like, that, because that's extreme. Like Mark said, it legit looked like Roadhouse.
Like, yeah,
he was about to rip
like
his
he was about
out.
To murder
like
him.
Like, Dust Till Dawn, hey.
Do we think, I mean, we saw kind of the fallout. Obviously, fallout is an understatement between Vampiro and Pentagon Dark at Ultima Lucha Dos.
Yeah.
Do we think that this little fracas between Vampiro and Puma has anything to do with Pentagon Dark?
Maybe.
I don't know why.
Actually, I do. Maybe he's looking for a new Dark Disciple, and he saw the road that Puma was heading down at the end of the season.
Oh,
and he's like, I see something in you that I also saw in Pentagon Dark.
So
because
he grabbed his larynx?
Larynx?
Maybe Puma very rudely refused him.
Maybe. I mean, because once you've gone dark, you have to go Puma.
That's the thing that people say.
Yeah.
Once you go...
No. Once you've Pentagon Dark,
God damn it,
you go Puma.
Oh, you do. You do go. You never not go Puma.
No, you just go Puma.
You just go Puma.
Yeah.
Got it. Now that I understand the rules, I think that I'm really ready to start this season.
Puma.
Right.
That's why I'm not on camera.
So, Mark, favorite moments of the trailer.
I think the mystery of it all, like the fact that there's so the fact that we got a full after show out of a 3 minute trailer for God's sake.
Right. 2 minutes actually.
Excuse me. I didn't. But
it's just so right in my ear.
I'm sorry, I did my best. The fact that there are more questions than answers in this trailer makes me beyond excited.
A lot of fleeting glimpses.
Yes, and I'm super excited to see the stuff that we saw live.
Right.
Like that, so that we can finally talk about it
we
as well.
Talk about
and
it, right.
And all of the stuff we did see live, I don't see any hints of that. I only see one hint of something that we saw live in this trailer, which means that there's so much more that's going to happen.
This might
be like the first half, and it's going to be a completely different place by the end of the season.
Exactly. Rachel, favorite moments.
Am I the only one going into this dark? Not.
Pentagon Dark? What do you
mean? Well, then she can go Puma.
Like, I didn't go to the... Okay.
Oh, you didn't see any of the tapings?
No.
Well, to be fair, like, I feel like so much in Lucha Underground happens in the vignettes.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Even if you go to the tapings,
it doesn't
you're
really
not
matter.
Really seeing a whole lot.
Okay, well, good. That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
My two favorite moments are Dario, anything with Dario.
Sure, obviously.
And I loved,
Soggy Boy Dario.
Like, what... I love me some Soggy Boys. But what was he looking at? Je sais pas. I don't know.
Je ne sais pas. Ooh. Je ne sais pas.
Je sais pas. I lived in France. Hi. Sweetie.
Hello.
Interesting.
That's cute.
It was like a blue version of the Pulp Fiction briefcase.
Oh. Yeah, it was beautiful. And yeah, it was gorgeous.
Sure.
And then I'm also, again, really excited about the Vampiro and Puma stuff.
Sure.
Because there's a lot going on surrounding... Ooh, can I do it? Can I say Ricochet? There's a lot surrounding Prince Puma right now. Yeah. So I'm curious to see how that affects his time with Lucha.
Sure, saying.
That might have been bad.
Are they going to kill off?
That's what I'm saying. I think they're going to kill him off.
Do you think?
That's what I think. I think they're going
to
kill him off.
You don't think like he'll retire and ride off into the sunset like and leave it maybe open?
No,
well,
I don't.
At the same time... Just because somebody dies does not mean that they can't come back.
That's a very good point. Even if they throw
them like a crappy mannequin into like a shredder.
I would lose my mind if that happened.
You love some mannequin
moves. I swear to God, like when Married with Children used to do that and throw dummies off the roof. Like,
yeah. But only if it's like very clearly.
Exactly.
It has to be.
I feel like this might have even come up during the season of Lucha Underground.
That's why I remember
it. It's my favorite thing. I've got to say, I'm extremely excited for Paul Linden.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Paul Linden, if there was anyone that was destined for the temple, it's my friend Paul.
Oh.
Me and Carlos' friend Paul Linden.
Yeah. Whatever they do,
right.
It's going to be some sort of remarkable.
The fact that he has a brand new merry band of freaks.
Yeah.
And I think more than I thought I would be, I'm very excited to learn why Daga has a gigantic sword.
Pyramid head sword.
As
you put it.
It really does look like a pyramid head sword.
It seems to yield some power.
Maybe like a cloud strife sword.
Buster sword?
Maybe a buster sword.
Did you get that impression from it? It seems to yield some power. It seems like it has something inside of it, and it's not just a sword.
Sure.
Okay.
Well, we know Krista Joseph is a huge He-Man fan.
It's
so
true.
That might have a lot to do it because even like when he was like dragging it was making like sparks and trailer.
That shot is what reminded me of Pyramid Head. The way he was just kind of dragging it on the ground, sparking all over the place.
And back to Puma's death, I mean, there are two ways to skin a cat, right?
No, Jimbo. Well done, sir. I wish I had the soundboard in front of me so I could hit disappointed.
Disappointed! There it is.
There we go. In stereo. So that was the season 3 trailer. We got a whole lot of mileage out of that one, y'all.
And we got three weeks.
I believe it's 3 weeks. I don't have a calendar in front of me.
September 7th.
Do you guys mind if I just stay here until then?
I mean, that's fine.
We got a shower in the back.
Yeah, there are nooks and crannies in the AfterBuzz studio.
I'll be under here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Rachel, under desk.
For
the Lucha Underground show.
She'll be wearing this exact same thing when we come back for the season 3 premiere.
Actually,
I'll swear this
just
do New it. Day sweatshirt the entire time.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's it, guys. That is the season 3 trailer. There's not a whole lot of time to wait until the premiere of season 3. Remember, that is September 7th. So very likely we will be here the very next day, September 8th. We hope you will come and join us. Remember, I mean, we're not in season right now, but hey, if you're on iTunes, remember to download, comment, review, subscribe, rate 5 stars if you're nasty. If you're on YouTube, leave us a thumbs up, leave us a comment. Find us on Twitter. Find us on Instagram. Let's talk about Lucha Underground.
Still really like that.
But until then, guys, who are you and where can they find you?
My name is Rachel Evans. You can follow me on Twitter at Rachel Same Bands. This is Mark B. Donica. You can follow me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. If you're a fan of Rooster Teeth, of Star Wars, of comic books, and video game movies, follow me on Twitter. I do shows about those here on this network as well as our sister network, Popcorn Talk. Jedi Alliance every Monday, Video Game Movie Anatomy every 2 Mondays. Still need to get you on there, Ty. I also host the NXT After Show, which is every Wednesday at 6. So follow me, Mark B. Donica.
Rachel Evans.
God, do you think that by the end of season 3 I'm going to actually know what I have to say here?
No.
My name's Rachel, and you can find me on the internet. Twitter and Instagram at Rachel Sam Evans or Rachel Same Vans. If you are nasty. And then you can also find me on the YouTubes at Snarled, which is a channel. And I do some stuff, and then other cool ladies do stuff, and you can check it out if you want. If not, that's fine.
Once again, that's your prerogative. I am at Ty Matthews PMA on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, the PlayStation Network. Come play Mortal Kombat with me. I am also on Instagram. You know what I'm talking about. Social media.
I thought it was just a way to get instant grandmas.
Yes, exactly. Instagrams. You can find me on Monday night on the Monday Night Raw After Show.
That's
on
you?
Wednesday nights. On the American Ninja Warrior After Show, and after every round of the Cruiserweight Classic, Mark B. Donica, myself, and Bill Hansop will be recapping the entirety of the round.
Mm-hmm. What a first round!
We did an amazing, super, super fun first round recap last week. Go and check that out on AfterBuzz, and we're very excited to talk about round 2. That'll be a special event. It's very, we dress very dapper, and we are analysts, and it's very fun.
It's like we're professionals.
Exactly. It's kind of like that.
Said the camp counselor.
Exactly.
Jimbo Slice.
So, Jimbo, where are you? Where can they find you on the internet?
Find me on Twitter at TheJimboSlice, TheJimboSlice. Buy my Young Bucks documentary at HighSpots.com, and we look forward to talking Season 3 Lucha Underground.
Yes.
And until then, Ty, you know what to say.
Guys, we hope you'll join us on September 8th for the premiere of Season 3, but until then, Viva La Lucha!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.